At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I always enjoy talking basketball with one of my favorites, legendary Gopher, NBA champion, the professor of hoopology. That's a cool nickname. Double T, Trent Tucker joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. How you doing, Double T?
I'm doing good, Lake, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I love it and enjoy listening to you on Saturday mornings as well. Let me ask you this. Who gave you that nickname, the professor of hoopology? Or is that something you came up with because of the apparel and stuff?
I think Dave Senekin.
Really? He was the one that gave you that?
I think so, yeah.
That's awesome, man. I love it.
And maybe because of the hoopology trademark as well.
That's what I'm saying. I love the trademark, man. You need to bust some of that gear back out, man. Come on now.
I do. I just renewed the trademark to make sure I didn't lose it.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick before we get into talking about the current day NBA. Do you have a relationship still with Charles Oakley?
Oh, yeah. I talk to him every now and then. We don't talk. As much, but you know, we still have a good relationship. Yeah.
Well, you know, because he's a cigar guy, he likes to play golf. I know that he come and supports your golf event years ago. That's the guy I got to meet one day. Because man, you talking about stories, bruh? I'm seeing a bunch of like clips of him talking right now and doing interviews. I'm like, oh, I need to sit down with the Oak man. That's something right there.
Yeah. Oak's a good dude, man. You know, he was a really good teammate. You know, he's always been a good friend. And, you know, the one thing about Charles Oakley is that if you don't want to hear what he has to say, don't ask the question.
Exactly. And plus, I got to respect it, man. He's a, you know, HBCU, Virginia Union. I believe he went to Virginia Union, and being a Morehouse cat, yeah. You know, I love me some HBCUs. But let's talk some NBA, and let's start with the Wolves before we expand out a little bit. Just kind of your thoughts on the way that the season has started for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I know that they had the scare early with the hamstring injury for Anthony Edwards, but he missed a few games. He's bounced back from that. Currently, right now, the Wolves have a record of 7-4. They're sixth in the West, three games behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are 10-1. Spectacular start to the season for them. But what's been your thoughts on watching the Wolves early?
Well, you know, I think they're still trying to figure out, you know, who's going to really be their point guard going forward. And right now they're doing it by committee, and so far so good. But I think it's a position that at some point in time they're going to have to take a serious look at, because when you get into the playoffs and all of a sudden now you're playing against the best of the best, they're going to come up with a game plan that's going to exploit your weaknesses. And right now, the Wolves don't have that legitimate point guard in the back that can really handle pressure and get them into their offensive sets.
I'm totally with you. I said from day one, Dante DiVincenzo is not a point guard. People say, well, we want to see Anthony Edwards bring the ball. I'm like, Anthony Edwards is not a point guard. Yes, he can run a little bit of offense, whatever, but he needs to be off the ball. The bottom line is, you know, we're going to have to see some sort of development from Rob Dillingham at some point. And I'm not saying give him a ton of minutes, but he's got to improve. He's got to get better, correct?
Well, you know, I think Rob Dillingham is a guy that when he came into the league, there's a certain game that he played. He came off the bench at Kentucky, and he was a primary scorer. And what I believe the Wolves are hoping that could happen, that he could make the transition to become a legitimate point guard. I just don't think it's in his game. It's not his fault because, you know, the player he is, that's who he is. And most teams will always try to see if they can convert a player to a different position, but he's not a point guard. And asking him to do what legitimate point guards are supposed to do, I think is unfair.
He's arrived. I've been talking about him. I've been a fan since day one. But in my opinion, Jaden McDaniels has arrived. He is showing to everybody that he is emerging as a legitimate star in this league. And I'm not talking about star in terms of like he's going to be somebody front and center on ESPN every night on SportsCenter, but just a guy that's going to show up and he's going to be an integral part of the team every single night, and he is going to be a consistent performer every single night. I'm not sitting here saying that he's a finished product because he's still young in his career, but, man, he is he's taking the leap, it feels like, right now in front of our eyes.
I agree with you. He has really worked on his game, you know, during the offseason. It seems like that mentally he knows exactly what he wants to do on the offensive end of the floor. And I guess when you're in a system for a couple of years, you know, that's where you can find that comfort zone. But I agree with you. He's playing some really good basketball. And the way that his offensive game has evolved is going to free up Rudy Gobert for some more easy baskets in the lane as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the things that I think that fans of the Wolves thought was going to happen and it was going to be easy, and I never thought it was going to be easy, but I think that people thought that with Nickeil Alexander-Walker, that, yeah, you're going to lose something defensively, but Terrence Shannon Jr. is just going to step in and he's just going to pick up the slack offensively. That's not the case. Like, Terrence Shannon Jr. has got a lot of work to do. It has not been easy for him to slide in and do the type of things that Nickeil was able to do. What have been your thoughts on him early in this season?
Well, everything you said is right on, because, you know, Nickeil Alexander-Walker was a complete basketball player. He didn't just bring one thing to the table. The only things that we've seen from Terrence Shannon is that when he had a chance to play a year ago, he was a guy that came in and gave you a spark offensively. He wasn't asked to extend his role as a player on this team a year ago, but now you're asking him to do more, and he's not ready and prepared to do that as of yet. Not saying that he can't get to that point at some point in time during the season or maybe next year or so, but Nickeil Alexander-Walker was more of a complete basketball player, more so than one-dimensional.
What do you think of Rudy Gobert's game? Because I actually think that Rudy's playing at a level right now that a lot of people just really aren't appreciating. He's kind of flying under the radar, and I just think it's because he's been around so long and he's a vet.
Well, you know, Rudy is doing the things that they brought him here to do. And his teammates now finally understand how to get him more involved offensively, how to put him in situations offensively where he can function. They know they need him, you know, to anchor the back end of their defense and to protect the basket. But also when you understand, you know, what your teammates are good at, and then you have the personnel to help those guys achieve some of those things, is only going to make you a better basketball team. And Rudy Gobert has fitted into this franchise very well as of late.
All right, so Oklahoma City Thunder, I don't think there's any question they're the best team in the league. Who's the second best team in the NBA?
That's a good question. You know, that's a very, very good question. You know, the Lakers have played well over the last five games or so. And well, I think there was 8-3 or something.
Yeah, they're 8-3. You're correct. 8-3.
And when LeBron James comes back, it's going to be a huge adjustment for J.J. Redick, because now, you know, they're going to have to play differently. And how long will that take for all of that to gel and smooth things out and to get them back to playing good basketball once again? So if I had you know, to pick one team right now who and say who might be the second best team, it might be the Lakers.
Yeah, you know, the interesting team that struggles some, and I know that Steph's been out with some injuries and stuff like that, but Golden State is, I don't know, I'm kind of concerned about Golden State because Steph's up there in age, man, the same way that LeBron is up there in age, and if LeBron's going to miss time or if Steph's going to miss time, then I think that Golden State's going to be in trouble.
Well, you know, he's a guy that drives the engine for them. I think he's been out, you know, with the illness here or there, and they know that they cannot, you know, go a long period of time without having Steph Curry on the floor because he means so much to them. And losing him in the second round of the playoffs a year ago against the Wolves, you know, was a major disaster for the Golden State Warriors. So they know how important Steph Curry is to them.
All right, so the Dallas Mavericks made some news today firing Nico Harrison. Do you think that was a good move? Because – you know, the fans are in their feelings, and the fans kind of forced that. I'm not sure if I would have allowed the fan base to just kind of force Nico out this early in the season.
Well, you know, if we want to be honest with this, it wasn't Nico Harris who made the trade. Somebody above him told him to do it because he wouldn't have just traded, you know, Luka Doncic just because he woke up one morning and walked into the front office and said, I'm gonna trade Luka Doncic. Are you guys okay with that? That had to come from somewhere. So it's unfortunate, you know, that he's going to be the fall guy for this situation. But, you know, the front office, when things don't go well and they know they may have had a hand in something like this taking place, you have to have a fall guy for the situation. But Luka was out of shape last year for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
And when he got to L.A., you saw how the Wolves exposed him. And maybe, you know, let's say if Nico did make this deal, by Nico making this trade, he forced Luka to take a different look at himself and a different look at his career going forward. He said, if you are going to be the basketball player that you want to be, you're going to have to change some of your behaviors during the offseason and get yourself in better shape. And if you're not going to get in better shape, as good as you are, your career may not last that long. So I think it was something that was coming. And I think, you know, the ownership was just waiting for the right time to make the move. And when Anthony Davis can't stay healthy and Kyrie Irving is still injured, it's going to be hard for the Dallas Mavericks to win a basketball game. So Nico Harris had to be the fall guy for that.
All right, I want to ask you about one final guy before we let you go. And
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Look, he's extremely talented, but he's always hurt. And no, I'm not talking about Anthony Davis. Zion Williamson. Right now, the New Orleans Pelicans are 2-8. He is injured again. I think he needs a change of scenery. I don't think it changes him from an injury perspective, but I just don't think it's ever going to work out in New Orleans. And look, let's be clear. Zion has been playing for years. He's still only 25 years old. So his career, he's got plenty of seasons left in the NBA. But right now, he signed a monster 5-year $197 million contract. The New Orleans Pelicans can't even keep him on the court. What do you how do you view that situation in New Orleans? Because it's not good right now. They're losing and losing and losing, and he's not playing.
Well, it's not much they can do because, to be great, you have to be available. And right now he's not able to reach his full potential. It's because he can't stay on the floor physically. And it's a tough situation for any organization, to be in when your best player can't stay healthy. And if he goes to another team, finds himself in a different situation, if your body just can't hold up, like it just can't hold up in this. And it's sad to see.
And he's in better shape this year.
Right. And we all know that when he is healthy and ready to go, he could easily, other than Wembanyama, be the most, most dynamic force in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, I lied. I got one more question. I have seen people float out there possibly that the Wolves have inquired about Ja Morant. I want to get your thoughts on it. I'm not interested in Ja Morant. I don't want to deal with the off the court stuff. He's a phenomenal player on the basketball court. Maybe he's starting to figure it out off the court. But what you would have to give up to get Ja Morant, I'm not giving away more number one picks because you gave up a million of them to get Rudy, and then you're giving up Rudy and some other pieces. Your thoughts on Ja Morant?
Well, it all depends on who you have to give up. Okay, but it's a talent that if someone calls you about him, you got to pick up their phone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to pick up their phone. And as you talked about, Zion maybe being in a different environment, that could help him. And maybe it could help, Morant as well if he was around, different players with a different mindset. Because we all know that the talent is there. And if you put him on this team, and if the players on this team can get him to think differently about his approach to the game, him and Anthony Edwards together in the backcourt, that would be pretty good.
What would you be willing to give up to get Ja Morant?
Well, I don't think they would take Rudy Gobert. Is because he's at the end of his career. They might be looking to see if Naj Reid is included into a package. And with the way that Julius Randle is playing right now, I think he's going to be around for maybe 3 or 4 more years. If Memphis makes the call, I have to pick up the phone to hear what they have to say.
So let me propose something to you, and I'm not even sure if this would financially work. Would you trade Naz Reid, Julius Randle, and a number one pick for Ja Morant?
No, not both of them, no. I wouldn't do that.
See, thank you.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm not doing all that.
I wouldn't do that.
No, thank you.
No.
That's giving up way too much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, if I had to trade one of them, that is something that I could consider.
I can't trade. If we're talking about Naz Reid and a one, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But Memphis is going to ask for way more than that.
Even if it was Julius Randle and a one.
Yeah.
Or two number ones. It's something I would think about because
I'm not giving up a whole bunch of ones, man. We don't have many ones to begin with. We gave them all away for Rudy.
But Morant is only in his mid-20s. So tell me, if you had to make some number one draft picks available to get Morant, knowing that he and Anthony Edwards could be in the backcourt for 4 or 5 more years, you ask yourself, how many guys coming out of college is going to give me that type of production over the next 5 years?
Give me Darren Peterson.
I still take Ja Morant.
Oh, I would take Darren Peterson over Ja Morant any day. Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. You go watch my Rock Chalk Jayhawk, Darren Peterson. This kid he's being compared to Kobe Bryant. That's how good he is right now.
Well, see, I don't need Kobe Bryant. Because I got Anthony Edwards.
Oh, you don't need. Hey, you don't need Kobe Bryant, but you're gonna take Kobe Bryant.
No, I don't need Kobe Bryant because I tell you why. The Portland Trail Blazers made the mistake by not taking Michael Jordan because they had Clyde Drexler. Okay, when other two guards became available, they said we don't need another two guard because we got Michael Jordan. I don't need another somebody who's going to compete with Anthony Edwards because right now my glaring my glaring hole on my team is at the point guard position.
Yeah, but he also, he also plays point.
If I can get that talent right now, and get him right and put him in the backcourt with Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert might average 30 points a game.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this right now, Double T. I am going to one of these dates with one of the Kansas games, I'm going to send you an invite. We're going to meet up at a nice establishment. I'll take care of the bill. And we're going to sit there and watch Darren Peterson, and you're going to go on record. You're going to be like, Lake, I see what you're talking about.
I'm going to see what you're talking about because I trust you. But I'm looking right, see, you know, my window, you know, how big is my window?
Yeah.
My window might be 3 or 4 years. And see, if I can get John Morant this year, and we got to the Western Conference Finals the last 2 years without a real legitimate point guard able to play because Mike Conley Jr. is getting older.
Yeah.
Now, just imagine now when you go double team Anthony Edwards, and you got Ja that can go out and get 40 by himself on a single night. That puts you in a whole nother situation when you talk about winning an NBA championship.
I hear you. Hey, Double T, man, you're the best, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime, Lake, man.
All right, talk to you. That's Double T, Trent Tucker, joining us here on the Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.